On the line with us, as he usually is, on the Trending 55 hot seat, is Minister of Jobs, Economy and Innovation and our baseball insider, Doug Schweitzer. As always, Minister, great to have you on.
Oh, thanks for having me on today.
All right, so you know what? I always like to lead off things with the baseball on the fun note, and you know what? What great playoffs we're seeing out here. And I mean, you know what? Tampa Bay has given the Yankees everything they could face, but you know what? One thing that a lot of ball fans were talking about today was that game, an electrifying game between the Dodgers and the Padres, where it literally went down to the last at-bat, and who could forget about the antics? I mean, Cody Bellinger makes a great catch, denying Tatis Jr. a home run, pulls it in the park, and Manny Machado got a little bit upset with the pitcher celebration when a kiss was blown in his direction, and he got fired up about that and really upset. But you know what the funny thing is that Manny was doing the same things two innings earlier. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what? This is good for baseball. People are finally showing some emotion in the sport. Like, for so long, it was such a stoic element to baseball. You didn't show up a pitcher. You didn't show emotion. You know, you didn't look at somebody the wrong way. But now, you know, people get to be themselves, and it's good and bad. You get to see ups and downs moment by moment. I think it's just exciting to see this next evolution of baseball. And could you imagine, though, if you had 45,000 people in that stadium for that game? Like, it would just, the crowd would have just been electric.
No doubt about that. But at the same time, too, there was a two-word phrase that Manny Machado was saying to the pitcher. And let's face it, one thing that's interesting about this, that even you could say, is that some of those expletive words that are usually deleted, oh, we hear them as clear as day, don't we?
Well, without the crowd drowning it out, you get to see the full spectrum of words being thrown at each other. But you know what? This goes back to, you know, we used to have Manny Ramirez, Manny being Manny. Now we've got Manny Machado, and I think he's going to develop that reputation as the next Manny being Manny.
You know what? And he's got the right name for it, too. And also another one is that, you know what? I know you were calling for Yankees-Dodgers World Series, and for the Yankees, I always have said Tampa Bay's a very sneaky team, and they could be done very soon here, the Yankees. But at the same time, I mean, they've been caught up, and now all of a sudden the Rays are putting up a lot of runs and doing it in a different way because, I mean, you think about the Yankees, you think about Judge, you think about Giancarlo belting home runs, but Tampa Bay is just one of those bloop, 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 bloop teams, and they never get the blast. But before you know it, they piled on a lot of runs. That's a sneaky team, isn't it?
Well, you know what? Tampa Bay is solid. They've got all the fundamentals. They've got solid pitching, good bullpen. So they're one to watch. The other series that's fun, though, too, is the Astros and A's. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm cheering for the A's because I just do not want to see the Astros very far into the playoffs. Could you imagine, though, if the Astros end up in the World Series with the Dodgers? I think that would just be just intense all the way through.
I can't wait to see how Joe Kelly responds to that again. That would alone be the price of admission. That'd be awesome. And we'll get back to baseball again. But, Minister, we had seen something come out. I know you would want to probably address this as somebody who's in charge of the economy, jobs, and innovation. And that is when somebody that the government's very familiar with, the Alberta Federation of Labor and its president, releases an entire website documenting businesses that donated to the UCP party, to the campaign, and with the suggestion, and the website, you know, link says it itself, boycott the UCP. What is this, your thoughts? Do you feel that this is an outright attack on small businesses?
Well, take a look at this. Like, stuff like this needs to stop. Like, this is the element of society that is just bad. It's poor form. Like, right now we're in the middle of COVID, we're in the middle of an economic downturn that we haven't seen in our generation. And here you have somebody that thinks it's a good idea to tell people to not go to a small business that just happened to be supportive. And it wasn't even supportive of our party. They can't, businesses can't contribute to our party. They were supportive of a initiative to campaign for pro-business policies. And they're saying you should boycott them because they want pro-business policies. They want to create jobs in Alberta. I couldn't think of anything more shameful than that. And could you imagine, like, if anybody with common sense decided that was a good idea? I do not know what goes through your mind to think that this is a good idea. They need to stop this childish antics now. And this is as well why we're providing union members with the right to choose where their money goes, because it shouldn't be going into ad campaigns like this, trying to destroy small businesses in our communities. It's completely counterproductive and has no ability to actually move the needle. It's just simply vindictive, and it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong, and they should stop this immediately.
Would you, I guess, and also I guess this is at your former time, I mean, you've been a lawyer most of your professional life, so I'm not even sure, but doesn't this almost seem like discrimination?
Well, you know what? It's just, I can leave that to some lawyers that will probably be smarter than myself on figuring it out, but it just doesn't meet the smell test. And here you have an organization, the Alberta Federation of Labor, doing this, and they should just know better. So if there's any AFL members that are listening in on this, like, contact the union, tell them that you don't want this, because it's just bad for everybody in the whole province, and it hurts the province's brand. Like, do we really want to be a province where this is tolerated and this is condoned? We'd ask the NDP to condemn it, and they won't. It's just completely ridiculous that this type of behavior is encouraged and fostered in Alberta. We have to say no to this stuff. We have to say no forcefully.
Yeah, I was on the line for that call with the NDP, and the leader of the party, Rachel Notley, refused, despite being asked three times, to give an opinion on it, just chose not to necessarily address that. But in talking about small businesses, I mean, you go around Canada, no matter where you are in this country, how important are our small businesses to the backbone of not just Alberta, but Canada?
Well, it's really just, that's where most people get their work. That's where you get your first jobs, small businesses. And we have to do everything possible to make sure that they can get through this pandemic and come out the other end. They don't need counterproductive campaigns attacking them right now. It's just full stop. This just needs to end.
Yeah, fair enough. And also as well, but there was some very positive news that was announced by the Premier as well as Associate Minister of Natural Gas, Dale Nally. And I know for that too, with the development and the expansion of the uses of natural gas, looking into hydrogen, this has to be something that really excites you, considering the vast potential about it too, and hydrogen, very clean energy. So you got to be excited about this.
Well, where better in the world to develop hydrogen than Alberta? We have the experts, we've got the chemical engineers, we've got the geo folks. We are the place that if you want to develop hydrogen internationally to come to. And our ability to do blue hydrogen here in Alberta with natural gas, carbon capture and storage, all the research, intellectual capital that we have, this is a logical place for us to be, and I'm just excited by the Premier making this announcement. And it puts us at the forefront of clean energy, and it builds on our strengths of natural gas and resources. Like, we are all things energy in Alberta, and it's a huge opportunity for us from a research, investment, innovation piece, and just longer-term job prospects. So we're excited about the opportunity. It's still a long path to get this to be like a market-capable opportunity, but you know what? It's worth it. It's got a lot of buzz in the industry as well. All week I've been meeting with investors and financial advisors, and they think that there's a huge amount of international capital that's going to be available for hydrogen projects.
Yeah, and here's an interesting one, and this is one of two questions we got from the audience, and Rick wants to know, Minister, do you or the government keep an eye on the federal election south of the border or for any other reason, or is that strictly something the federal government keeps an eye on? Interesting.
You know what, we have James Rajat is our representative in Washington, D.C., so we work regularly with him to monitor what's happening in the United States. We need to engage on both sides of the aisle in the United States to make sure that our agenda in Alberta is well represented in the States, making sure people know about what we're doing, how responsible we are developing our resources. It's important for us to be there on the ground to complement our federal counterparts efforts as well. So really, we're there, we're engaged, we're watching it closely, because depending on how the, everything from congressional to Senate races to governor races to presidential election campaigns can have an impact on Alberta, and we need to be there on the ground, and we are.
Okay, and here's another one. This is Mike, and he wants to know, Minister, I heard recently that Justin Trudeau was hinting that he may not necessarily be in favor of the A2A railway. Now, we know that's in the early stages, but I guess his question is that can the Prime Minister interfere in this, and why would he even make that hint?
You know what? I think that this rail line is it's worth a lot of research on our end. We've tasked one of our MLA colleagues to work with me to explore its viability. But it has to be more than just a rail line to get our crude products to market. It's also an opportunity to unlock the north, because right now it's too expensive to get a jug of milk in our northern communities. It's too expensive for them to be part of the economy and to ship products and to get opportunities the way so many of us have in our day-to-day lives. So this rail line, it could be a real opportunity from a nation-building purposes as well to unlock our north and create a whole bunch of opportunities. So I see it really as an opportunity to unlock potential from agriculture to manufacturing to just being able to grow the north. So I'm looking at it with eyes wide open. It's still an early project, early stages, but it's worth a lot of review and homework.
All right, definitely. And here's actually one that I saw on your Instagram account yesterday. It was a photo of you. You were wearing a mask, and it almost looked like you were in an area with I saw the blue germ-free socks on your feet there. What was that? It looked like you were in an interesting facility.
Well, you know what? Here you have innovative companies here in the province of Alberta developing masks for Alberta Health Services. This company didn't even, it wasn't on the roadmap, you know, 5 months ago, but they saw an opportunity through the initiative of Alberta Health Services. They designed out a program to develop millions upon millions of masks that are going to be used by Alberta Health Services. So they hired 100 Albertans into this company. They have a contract for many years now with AHS to build this here in Alberta. That's diversification. That's healthcare. And they're looking at getting into other product lines as well. This is the beginning for them. So it's a real exciting company now started through this pandemic, through entrepreneurs that many of them were in other areas before. Now they've seen an opportunity, you know, stable supply chains, national security that goes along with this stuff. So they really saw an opportunity, and Alberta Health Services was there to contract. And the one thing, too, I've used a lot of face masks in the last 5 months, and the quality of the product is top notch. Like, this is, I'm sure Kenny, you've worn a few face masks and all this stuff, but
more than enough.
But you know what? Like, this, you could breathe. It didn't have the smell of plastic. Like, it's just top quality stuff being made right here in Alberta.
And that's also got to be a pride as well, because I know that there's always a little bit of concern when you have to rely on other jurisdictions. And it just sounds like more that there's a lot of real, like, made in Alberta solutions to current problems that you're coming up with. And I guess that mask one is a sample of them. And I guess it's almost something like that that keeps the economy rolling. But in saying that, though, I remember we were chatting about a little earlier into the pandemic that 300,000 jobs or around that line were lost. And then I remember recently you had said that 100,000 had come back. So that's about a third of it. Does it continue to trend in the right direction?
Well, you know what? We're going to get some updated numbers here in the next week or so, but you know, we've seen about half of the jobs get recovered so far, so we still have a long way to go. So if people are listening to this that are out of work, you know, just every single day, the urgency factor is there. You know, some days I'm putting in 18, 19-hour days working with people, working with policy folks behind the scenes. Our team is working around the clock as much as we can. We understand the urgency of getting people back to work and doing everything possible as a government to facilitate it.
Now, I know the Silicon Valley Group, which is a recent announcement that you had made, and in talking about that, though, at least in terms of that, the exciting thing about that is venture capitalism, and venture capital is what it takes to get a lot of ideas off the ground, and this Silicon Group out of the United States might be the beginning, but is it safe to say that you and the ministry are engaging with other venture capitalists from around Canada, the United States, around the world, and is that excitement growing?
You know, it's on a daily basis right now that we're meeting with investors, we're meeting with venture capital groups, we're trying to, you know, bring more and more investment into the province of Alberta. And you know what? Alberta's on the map. Like, you know, not that long ago, people only saw us as a one-trick pony that was just oil and gas. And don't get me wrong, oil and gas is a foundational element of our society, but there's so much more that people are starting to see about Alberta, from agricultural technology to forestry technology to, you know, the healthcare elements that we're building out here. So we could have the potential of really diversifying, and we're on the map. A lot of work still to do, but that's been a big part of our focus, is attracting that innovative capital here to the province of Alberta.
Awesome. Well, it's definitely been a busy week, as you've been making quite a few announcements. And I guess going back on the baseball scene, did you see, I don't know if you saw this one, but I just saw it before we got on the phone here, and it was actually one where Zach Greinke for the Houston Astros gave a sign to the pitcher, to the hitter, of what he was going to throw, and then the Oakland player cranked the ball over the wall on that pitch. Did you ever have a chance to see that one?
Greinke's done that before. Like, he's actually done that a few times in his life where he'll do that. He'll throw in the Ephus pitch that comes in at 40 miles an hour. Like, he's actually very much a psychology kind of guy where he tries to intimidate the batter. So I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't seen it yet, but that doesn't surprise me.
You got to look at it. It was cranked right over the center field wall. And I guess, you know, that almost seems like something you would do in an all-star game. That sounds like a fun thing to do, kind of like how, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly, like when Larry Walker turned around and decided to bat right-handed after Randy Johnson threw it almost into the crowd. But I don't know if you want to do that. If, I don't know, if I'm a manager, you're a manager, would you be like saying to Greinke, if you were the Houston skipper, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not in the playoffs. Like, that's something for, yeah, spring training, all-star games, not for this.
No, fair enough. Awesome. Well, Minister, we always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
This is Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, and our Baseball Insider, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.